mastering your emotions so you can be a safe space for the feminine is actually, to me, the art of masculinity.
So I would think it means two things to me. One, it's always like in the eye of the beholder. So realize that it's okay to have a different view than somebody else. Two, it's always being created and recreated.
I think it means an openness to growth, an openness to learning, an openness to looking at what is masculinity to me and having curiosity about what parts are serving me and what parts maybe aren't serving me so well anymore.
And so the art of masculinity is truly that. If you can master being a lion and a lamb, you've mastered masculinity.
The art of masculinity to me means knowing how to gracefully dance between both the feminine flow and the structure of the masculine.
This is The Art of Masculinity with your host, Johnny L. Sasser.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Art of Masculinity. I wanted to dive into something today that I talk about on a lot of other podcasts, but I don't talk about on my podcast. And one of the things that I get asked religiously is why I even do this, especially coming from my background. Like, what was it that made me want to start opening up and having these conversations and, you know, getting guys to open up and guys from uber masculine backgrounds talk about the shit that they're going through or the shit that they've been through in life that has really challenged them in a lot of different ways. And to me, it's profound. I didn't start out wanting to talk about this shit. If you asked me fucking 6 years ago, I think I'm going on 5 years now, maybe in October this year. But if you asked me 5 years ago, 6 years ago, like, hey, man, do you want to start talking about, you know, what it's like to experience emotions, how to create a more depth in emotional vocabulary, the foundations of masculinity, how guys have been, that masculine has been under attack, the effeminization of masculinity, how to own authenticity. No, I would have never fucking wanted to talk about this. I didn't know this, right? But I saw the power that happened when I transitioned my mindset and my perception in myself. I started to see the things that came into my life when I changed that perception. I started to see the benefits of it, but it didn't happen until I started to shift. And so when people ask me why I do this because of the fact that, guys, no matter what you fucking say, you need permission. All you think you don't. I didn't think I needed permission. What's really funny is I still sometimes don't think I need permission, but guess what? When a badass dude who I have immense respect for steps up and owns his truth, owns the shit he's been through, and lets you know how he's struggled, lets me know how he's struggled, I gain so much respect for that man. And it gives me permission to say, oh, I can talk about my stuff in front of people and they're not going to judge me. You know why? Because I didn't judge him. And the people I want in my life are going to be the same way. They're not going to judge me for the things that I say that I've done or experienced in my life or the things that I'm feeling. And so I do this because the fact that, men, you need permission. That's the first thing. You absolutely need permission. You need permission from men that you respect to say, yeah, it's okay to talk about this stuff. It's okay to even feel these things. Even if you're not sharing it, it's okay to have that. And then the other piece is that not only is it okay, you're also not alone. And you've heard me talk about this so many times, but you're not alone on any of this in your journey. That's why I do this. So you realize, hopefully, if you've listened to enough of these episodes, that either you resonate with something I've done or experienced in my life, or you resonate with somebody else that has been on the show, but you're not alone. In the wide breadth of things that you think you could be alone in, you 100% emphatically are not alone. And that's why I do this, because I realized that if I saw this sooner, or this modality for me to listen and hear these men on here talking about it, if I had that earlier on from somebody hosting that I respected. Now, it's not saying I don't respect podcast hosts out there, okay? It's not saying that. But there's a different value when it comes to masculine shit when I respect somebody and then they tell me something, as opposed to somebody I don't have a respect for their background, or I don't feel that their background is something that I'm going to look up to. Not that they're not a good person, just that's the measurement that I have, right? Or that we have as most men I have found and talked to, that's exactly what we have. We always have a measurement here. But if I respect them, I give them a lot more validity with their words and a lot more validity with their tools and input to my life, and I will incorporate it. If I don't have that respect for somebody and it takes them time to earn it with me, well, a podcast isn't going to do that. I need to meet that person in person, right? But usually when somebody has spoken enough or they have a background that I at least already respect, it gives me that ability to be more open. So when I realized this about myself, I know most men experience this because I know all the men who I served with, all the men who were doing protection with me, they felt the same way. We have to have that respect. So in hopes that my background gives me enough credibility in your mind that you listen to me or you listen to one of the hundreds of guests that I've had on here, that's all that matters to me. That literally is all that matters to me to get you to rise to a level that is above where you are today, that gets you to realize you are not alone in any struggle that you have, that gets you to have permission to say, I can talk about things with other people in my life, whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's women, whether it's men. I can talk about these things and not feel judged. And if someone judges me, I can have the confidence to say that that's not the person that should be in my life. That's why I do all of this. If people want to be like, oh, it's, I don't know what people think, but I'll put the disclaimer. If someone's like, oh, it's, you know, you're also doing it for money, right? Well, no, I don't make a dime off this fucking podcast. Actually, everything has been a sunk cost in this podcast. It's not that way. It's not for money. Trust me. All right. I really enjoy the conversations I have because the men and women that I bring on this show enlighten my life as well and give me things to think about also and incorporate more into who I am, right? But it's not about that. It's not about fame, as you can tell. It's not like I'm some fucking famous person. I'm not doing fucking movies and everybody sees me. Podcasts are a dime a dozen. Throw a rock, you're going to hit a fucking podcaster outside. It's not that either. It's literally that all those ships, if that's the mindset you think I have, all those ships have sailed, right? Like that is not the purpose whatsoever behind this. The purpose is to get a message and to continually get that message out and give it to you men and for the women trying to understand men, women that listen to this podcast and are trying to understand us better so they can help support the men in their lives or find and call in that king in their life that actually fits them better and then understands their mindsets as well. So maybe there's a little bit better of communication between the two, you know? All of that is what this podcast is about. So when people ask me this on the show, on other shows, I get the ability to talk about why I do this. It was my struggles I went through, the toxicity in my own psychology that I was having, the downward spiral of my life, the realization that things could be better, and the way that I saw the world and how I changed that changed what I received. It changed every dynamic within my life. And so I wanted to give that to men, but I know men need respect to listen. So in hopes that you guys can at least respect my background enough to give me 5 minutes of your time, I hope that those 5 minutes can change you or give you something of value, right? That's what I'm here for. But most people don't want to talk about the real giving nature of what it means to just give conversation and content. There's always, especially in today's Insta world, right? There's always the conversation of monetization. And sure, we need that to sustain. We do. We need that to sustain productions. We need that to make sure that we have the team to support all of this stuff to make it so it's not fucking like third grade level quality, right? Yeah, we do need that, but that's not the purpose behind any of it. To be honest, it's really not. Like if I could go make money somewhere else, I will. That's not going to be what this is about. And so for everybody out there, when you don't hear me talk about this, or if you haven't caught me on another podcast, if you've been listening to this show for a while, this is why I do this. this is my why every day I get behind a microphone and do a solo episode like this, or have a joint episode that I'm putting together with a rock star guest. It's, you know, it's not about notoriety. Even with the guests that I bring on, it's not about bringing on a big name just because they're a big name. It's about bringing somebody on because they actually have value. It's because their background probably earns them enough respect that their value that they bring is going to be listened to. That's what I care about. That's what I want for this show. So for everybody out there, you know, it is a blessing that I get to continue to do this show. It is something that is huge on my heart, and I always love showing up to do this. I love giving content for it. I love doing interviews, and I will continue to put forward every effort I can to make sure you guys get the highest quality content, information, and tools possible, because that means the most to me, is to change your life in a positive way. So why do I do this? This is why. It's for you guys. It's for the growth of men worldwide and generationally. If we can move people now, we can impact the next generation in a way that's never been impacted before, by arming them with the tools of awareness, of self-realization, of understanding, of emotional intelligence, of balance between masculine and feminine, of understanding the emotional side of who they are and embracing that and learning how to process it effectively. All of those pieces are what are part of this podcast and what it will continue to be. So I appreciate every single one of you guys that's listening. I appreciate everybody that tunes in every week. People who follow me on Instagram, thank you guys so much. It is means the world to me and the podcast. And just looking forward to continually serving, and know that every time I get behind here, this is my why. Know that this is what's going on in my mind, so that I can show up the best way for you guys, and know that the intentions are always here to serve you. And if you get called out, don't be offended. If you get called out, it's probably an insecurity that I've had in my life too. So you get to process just like I did. But I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you so much. Make sure you guys go check out johnnyelsasser.com. You guys can get part of the email list. We give a lot of content on there, a lot of free content through email. It's also where you get a first look at anything I do have that's going on, whether it's a program or an in-person event. You get first dibs at it over there before we release it out to the world. So make sure you guys check that out. And remember, as always, drop the ego and stay humble. Until next time.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.